Welcome to the Bards FM podcast. My name is Scott Kesterson, and tonight you're listening to Fifth Pillar, Health and Wellness.
This war is real. Fighting is everything. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Conviction, righteousness, ruthlessness. To understand tolerance, you have to understand the line of intolerance. War is the teacher, soldiers are the students. They become the bards of war.
Good evening, patriots. Tonight's Monday, the 27th of September. We are rapidly moving through this month and watching the continued insanity of the hand puppet regime of China that's in power in this country while we deal with all sorts of crazy rumors and continued elevations of hopium from the other side. But the reality is that we are in a situation that is a crisis across this world, and the center point of this crisis, besides being the lack of faith, is also our dependency upon the medical institutions and their willful attempt to destroy and kill people. And so we're going to talk a lot about that tonight and what I see as the way ahead. But first, MyPillow, which is Mike Lindell's amazing company, as we well know. Mike spoke at Bards Fest, which is unbelievable. It's in almost over 4 weeks ago now. It's crazy how fast time's gone. Mike was there from 6 until midnight. He's an amazing CEO, an amazing man, carries Christ in his heart, and he lives that way. He's funded unbelievable efforts in the tens of millions of dollars to have election fraud corrected in this nation. And his products are amazing. And I will, like I have said, their contribution to Bards Fest was massive. So I will always support their products and what they continue to do for patriots in this nation. If you head on over to MyPillow.com, go down to the radio listeners box, which is on the front page, scroll on down, click on that. There's all sorts of amazing deals going on right now. They have the yard signs right now is one of their new things, which is Fix 2021st and Help Save Our Country. You can get some of those if you're so inclined. My slippers, 50% off. The towel set right now is ongoing. 6-piece MyPillow towel set, regular $109.99, now $39.99. And their sheets, their pillows are just all amazing products, even their doggy beds. I even have people writing testimonies about how much their dogs love the doggy beds. All of these savings can be had using your promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. B-A-R-D-S, and if you are so inclined to talk to a human being, call 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939. You're going to talk to a Patriot counselor who will give you exactly the things you need to sleep well all night long. All of that information is always below the podcast as they're posted, so it's easy to find. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. Also, Expedition Coffee, which is our branded coffee. It is a health-based coffee. Yes, it has caffeine, but it has so many other great things to it. Builds your energy and keeps you strong and your immune system boosted throughout the day. I can tell you I've read testimonies now from patriots that have said the same thing I'm saying. I was drinking multiple cups of coffee a day. I'm down to one cup of coffee a day with this. It's all I need. It's amazing. I start my morning with it. It's incredible, and you know I'm a coffee drinker. I've bragged about that from the very beginning. It's a great coffee. It's an instant coffee, but the flavor is fantastic, and it's just absolutely good for you. And that is part of the new, it is part of that branded ecosystem that we'll be rolling out here in the next couple weeks, which we call the Triad, which is the coffee plus three other supplements, which are all developed in part by Dr. Eric Naputi. So it's a great opportunity to get with this and get used to drinking the coffee. It's good for you, boosts your health. And in this time, I can't speak, it's so important that we keep our health and our well-being up, especially as they're trying to assault us from every single direction, from stress, anxiety, hatred, And then the whole concept of just trying to poison us with everything in our environment and maybe slip in a few spike proteins to help maybe kill you. That's the type of people we're dealing with right now, which is absolutely insane. So head on over to bardsfm.com/coffee or go directly to Expedition Coffee, XPED, expeditioncoffee.com. You can get your coffee there. It's 30 servings per container. It's a great coffee. I highly recommend it. And that's coming. That's it. I've told you, when I first sent this coffee, I was like, what? This is an instant. Totally changed my perspective on coffee and what it does for me. And just highly recommend this. Anything I recommend here, I've tried and I use. I think that's the easiest thing to say, including all of my pillow products. I mean, many of them. I won't say all of them, but many of them. It's just an important thing for me that if we're going to recommend it, we better understand what it is and understand that it's a good product to recommend to you. That's just my standard belief. Okay, tonight we're going to talk about health and wellness in the county-by-county model. And this is really becoming a very critical issue. It's number five on the pillars. It doesn't mean it's necessarily number five in priority. And we have all of these county pillars are pretty much equally in importance. But the health and wellness is becoming a critical issue. And the reason that it is you're watching right before you the unraveling of the hospital system. If you've heard in New York, they are now having to bring in National Guard members, they say, to fill the vacancies left by the unvaccinated that they can't keep on. In other words, the unvaccinated are leaving because they're not going to take the bioweapon, and they're bringing in National Guard members. By the way, if you're a New York National Guard member and you are participating in this, unless you have an idea of an alternate agenda, you're not helping anything. You're not. You're just supporting a regime that's dying. And it's not more than, I just saw somebody type optics. That's crap. This isn't optics. Okay. This is a real issue of people stepping away from the hospital system and causing the hospital system to collapse as it needs to. If you believe this is optics and you're not paying any attention to what's going on within the nursing and doctor staff, and you're not talking to people that are really in there. Hospitals are losing nurses either from sickness because they took the damn shot or they are stepping away and they're causing the implosion of the hospital system, which needs to happen. The hospital system is not about optics. The hospital system is about destroying a Rothschilds-based health system that was always designed to destroy people. So you're seeing this happen across the country, and it's happening quietly and publicly. Houston has already said that it's not going to be able to deliver babies, and they're stopping medical services. And there's this other side to this, too. From the cabal's point of view, they don't really care because it's just going to kill more people. The New York piece, this optics, supposed optics of bringing the National Guard, politically, it's a good optic for them because they're trying to show they're doing something. I've got news for you. They don't have the guard doesn't have the staff to do it. It's just garbage. It's a pure nonsense play. So it's just to appease the public to kind of keep their fear down so people don't turn around and start putting an axe through these politicians' head, which is about where we're headed. But nonetheless, the entire medical system as we know it is imploding. There's about, if you take emergency room calls, so here's an example. And I don't know if you know this, but a lot of people that are either impatient to have a doctor, don't have a doctor, or don't have the money for a doctor will use emergency rooms because it's a backdoor to getting free medical. Because doctors and medical hospitals are supposed to accept you either way, which we know, of course, they're not now with the vaccine. But 70% of emergency room calls are unnecessary. 70%. And that represents about 3% of the entire hospital business, which isn't insignificant. So the hospital system as it is, and the way the doctor system has worked since the Act of 1986, which is when the pharmaceutical companies were indemnified from lawsuits, it has completely changed the way medicine is delivered in this nation. And this nation went from having doctors who did diagnosis to doctors who simply prescribe pharmaceutical remedies. And the patient has lost a lot of the choice. And with this sell comes the idea that if you sell, you have the pharmaceutical reps that are always offering doctors free samples. They're offering them free trips and bonuses. So doctors become little more than hand puppets in these medical institutions for pharmaceutical. And the ability for them to be doctors is ridiculous. They've lost that whole place. The real doctors are the ones that have sat outside the system, that work on cash primarily. They don't accept insurances, and they've kept their independence. And those are most of the doctors that are speaking out against this vax. This vax is a very lethal injection. It is a bioweapon being deployed against the world. Now, if you aren't aware, there was an article posted. It's been going around viral, and I picked it up. The Automatic Earth blog had it. Tyler Durden of Zero Hedge posted it today. It's an anonymous letter from someone called Spartacus, who goes into great deal as to what COVID is and does a very good job of explaining what the agendas are behind the vax and what the threat is. And I would just tell you, it's very well written. There is a associated PDF, supposedly, on this article. It was the original article that had 17 pages of sourcing to this, quote, letter. That PDF vanished, was pulled down from Doctroid. I found it, and it's now reposted on gab.com at the Bards FM gab.com site. You can go there. It's the most recent post, and you can download it and download the letter in its 17 linkages. The one thing that, and people just need to start getting real about, is we're heading into some very real crises. And this is why I say this nonsense of the hopium that's going around right here. You know, like the, well, patriots need to suffer to wake up. This is garbage. What I'm saying is, like, that's part of the intentional plan. Yes, people need to suffer if they're going to wake up. But when you engineer a plan to kill people, you're as bad as the evil. So there's a real fine line there between what's being said. The fact of the matter is that the cabal has an extreme control over people, and the system is falling apart. And with that is going to go the medical piece. So the question you have to ask yourself is, what are you going to do when, if you're dependent on insurance and the hospital's no longer accepting patients unless you're vaccinated, or they just don't accept patients at all because they don't have the staffing? What are you going to do when you can't find a doctor to start dealing with your medical issues? And all of this is going to come down to everybody starting to take responsibility and accountability for their own health. Now, I'm going to walk you through a little bit of my story tonight and tell you where I was and where I am now, and where I was, where I got to before Bard's Fest, and where I'm back on now. Because I've been really a holistic type medicine and naturopath approach most of my life. I very infrequently have gone to the doctor. As a matter of fact, I avoid hospitals and doctors like the plague. I don't think I've had a shot since I had to take one to go to Afghanistan in 2010, and I've stayed away from all of that stuff. Okay. My emphasis has been over my life, exercise and diet, and keeping those two things strong. And I have believed in that, along with supplements to keep your body strong. That has been kind of the way my life works. And that started at my very early age. I competed in wrestling and other sports throughout middle school and high school. I was a district champ. I went to state twice in wrestling. I was offered a scholarship to go to Stanford and Columbia, both. I turned it down because I didn't want to go to either one of those schools. I rode at Oregon State University as in crew, rode for 2.5 years. Got an opportunity because of that to do an exchange with the Canadian gold medal team. Did not pursue the American gold medal team because my height was too short. American rowers tend to be 6'2", and I'm about 5'10". But I was very competitive. I went on to do bike racing, And then later I studied martial arts and taught martial arts for over 10 years. I've been very athletic in my life, and I run a lot, and I've been very active. So I've maintained a physical fitness in my body, which to me is fundamental in the way we live. And with that, good diet, good eating, and supplements. That has kept me healthy throughout my life. And yes, once in a while, rarely, you get sick. And when you do, your body deals with it. You get sick, you deal with it, and your immune system gets stronger. It's just that simple. So this whole pandemic thing not only just runs in the face of common sense. When I look at it, I just look at how lazy and incompetent people have become on the foundations of their basic health. Where we are going right now, because we don't have a choice, is people need to start taking responsibility for their health. And that means you have to look at both what you're going to have in your home and then how you're going to build cooperative networks within your community. We have seen that every turn we go, they want to shut down anything and everything that is possibly an alternative solution to COVID. Because if they allow that to get on the market, they're not going to get their $10 billion programs for booster shots and all this other nonsense. So in the drive for creating billions of dollars in wealth and driving this agenda, which is ultimately a darker agenda of a depopulation agenda and a transhuman agenda running in parallel, they have no interest in having you be healthy. They just want you to become more dependent on them, and they become the drug dealers. The transhuman agenda has already begun, just to be clear. Anybody that has taken the shot, your immune system is no longer operating normally. It's now dependent in one way or another upon them giving you a booster to keep you unhealthy. And some of the latest data is indicating that some people will continue to be spreaders of this sort of SARS-CoV-2 virus for most of their lives because their immune system's so jacked up now. People that have taken the shot are no longer technically human. That is a very important point. In fact, the Supreme Court ruled about a week ago that if any genes are modified within the human body as a result of the vaccine, that person can be patented. That's exactly what they said from the very beginning. I mean, once you accept this injection in you, you become a genetically modified organism. And by definition, once that happens, you are a patentable. You are patentable. How's that, right? That means owned by someone else. And they can dictate to what they want to do with you. So we have to look at health very differently, because we still are going to have health issues. And the real question is, how do you circumvent this? So if you expect, for example, a hospital to stand up and start being an advocate for patients, it's not going to last. It can't last at this point in time, because if it does, they're going to strike it down from the AMA and pull their licensing, pull their insurance. They'll sue them. There's a whole variety of things. The FDA will crush them. The FTC will crush them. It's just an ongoing fight. So we have to get innovative. And the reason I say that is typically what people do with health is they start to look outward and say, who's going to fix me? The real health of the human body rests with what are you going to do to fix yourself? And that's where it begins. And we do that as long as we can until we get into some critical areas. So coming up to November a year ago, I had a good health pattern, did my podcasts, was working out about three times a week. And my type of working out is like, if you're not physically in extreme pain when you finished and you haven't worked hard enough, that's the way I work out. Okay. So, and I had slowly built up the equipment that I needed at the house anyway, because of this ridiculous COVID nonsense. I wasn't going to go to the gym. So I kind of diverted back to one of the companies. I'm just going to give you some names tonight of things I believe in and I know work. I reverted back to one of the companies that was always providing the rowing machines for the Olympic training and the competitive training that we did. It's been around for years. And that company is called Concept 2. It's concept2.com, the number 2. And they develop rower ergs and they've got bike ergs. So I picked up one of each, a bike erg and a rower erg. And then I added, I created a workout space with kettlebells. And I've also used another method in my training for a long time, like years now, called the Convict Conditioning Program. You can find it on Amazon, the Convict Conditioning Program. And that's been the fundamentals of how I've done most of my fitness. And I picked up the equipment because I had been having a problem with my hip and I wasn't able to run as much. So these, the ergs, the bike erg and the rowing erg are really good to help build that up. So that was kind of where I was sitting as we headed into November. And then November hit and they stole the election. And I just put the priority where it needed to go. As you know, I went up to 6 shows a day, which was kind of crazy. And then as even though I pared that down a bit, still running 3 and 4 shows, once we hit April and kind of jumped into the Bard's Fest, all my patterns of life by that point, the good patterns of sleeping well and exercise, even diet, because I was just like pounding coffee, completely went out the door. And so starting from November to April, they just kind of slid down into the pit. And then once I hit April to August, Bard's Fest, it was just all on, way too many hours a day sitting at the desk, doing nothing but sitting at the desk, doing podcasting or telephone calls or emails. Little to no exercise to speak of in a normal routine, and diet and was down, way too much coffee and way too little sleep. I was averaging about 3 hours of sleep. Well, where does that lead you, right? So we get to Bard's Fest. We do the 4 days of Bard's Fest. I arrive at Bard's Fest with less than 2 hours of sleep. And we go for the 4 days plus one setup, 5 days. Extreme heat, dehydration, didn't have anything around there to kind of boost electrolytes, which would have been really important. And so the Monday following Bard's Fest, I'm completely trashed. And there's probably somebody there with some carrying some spike protein crap from this SARS-CoV virus. And there's probably a little bit of that I picked up. And so you end up with where I'm at now. It took 3 weeks to get back to norm, back to a functional point, because your body's just completely trashed. And so now I'm back to my normal routine, which is I've shifted everything. So I'm back to the priority being taking care of the temple. And so this is kind of what I want to walk through tonight, to kind of give you a picture of kind of what that looks like in a positive way and what that means health-wise. So these are the sorts of things that I do every day, okay? I stretch every day. I spin or row every day for 15 minutes, intense 15 minutes. I do a body weight set of workouts, whether it's with kettlebells or push-ups, sit-ups, that sort of stuff, squats. I do that every day for 15 to 20 minutes. I also do I spend time in a infrared personal sauna for about 15 minutes a day, which really gets your blood circulating, gets you sweating very heavily, right? And that's kind of the foundation of my daily workout right there, okay? I'm adding to that because I just ordered it, I'm adding to that a hyperbaric chamber, which is coming in, and they're made by Summit to See hyperbaric chambers. And that's coming in about a week or two, whatever it takes, or American made. And all of these things are done for a reason. So when you're adding, you have your fitness base, you've got your stretch and limbering base, which is essential. And then you add the IR, the infrared sauna, which is not only stimulating your body, it's moving the circulation through your body. It's improving it's cleansing your skin. It's used for many, many different treatments, in fact. And then the hyperbaric chamber is putting oxygen into your blood, because it's increasing the amount of pressure and oxygen within the space. And you're increasing all these positive benefits to build health. These things all do things. Here's some of the things that they're targeted to help you with: cardiovascular issues, circulatory issues, any sort of joint or arthritis issues, clarity of like mind and head clarity. All of those things I've just listed, in one way or another, can be consequences of a COVID outbreak, which is or a COVID consequence, but they're also about building cell regeneration and cell tissue regeneration is also a big part of this. So what I've created is a space in the house, I mean, an experience in the house where there is a constant daily building of the body, and building of the immune system. That's the physical side. In the kind of supplement side, on a daily basis, I take zinc, I take vitamin D3, I take vitamin C, right? Those are kind of my foundational things I take. I take an omega, which is a fish oil as well, right? These are all things to help keep your immune system strong. I also take this triad, which we're going to be introducing here in about a week or two, which goes along with the coffee. So I take that. I also take some ginseng and a couple other things like that. So, and vitamin C. I don't think if I mentioned vitamin C, high boost of vitamin C. So this is kind of, that's the daily regime. I mean, I swear I take enough of these supplements to make a meal, like you can mound them up or something. But the whole point is just to keep your entire immune system up and going and keeping it strong. And as you build it strong, you're also building your body strong. I mean, one of the key things about this SARS-CoV virus is it hits obesity, people that are obese, it hits it pretty hard because it has a lot to do with circulation. Okay, and so the whole idea is to build your body temple. Now, why this becomes so critical when we have a hospital system that's so codependent, I want you to start thinking about like what I've just modeled out, from fitness to the hyperbaric chamber to the personal saunas. And now I want you to start thinking a little bit bigger. Imagine if within a community, whatever your community looks like, that you have four or five households with all or parts of that as a whole. And you can start to share those with one another if people get sick. So some are going to have it to use every day, but when people get sick, you can get people on these regimes. I talked to the folks at Summit to See who make the hyperbaric chamber. They've had people reach out to them that are really sick with this SARS-CoV virus thing. And people that are ready to go into the hospital, and literally they're going to stick them on a ventilator and kill them. And they have loaned them a hyperbaric chamber. And within 4 days, these people have been fully recovered. So a lot of this is about oxygen in the body and oxygen here. Now, I need to be clear here because I'm sure there's some liberal retard that's going to float around here and listen to this. I'm not a doctor. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you my regime and my story. Do the research and do what you want. Okay? I'm not telling you what to do. But this is my regime. And the thing about this is the products I've mentioned, all of them within the next 3 to 4 weeks are all going to be offered on the Bard's website, the Bard's FM website. And I'm making that as a resource hub of things that I've used, things that I believe in, and or links to where you can buy them. And there is an investment in this. I'm not going to say there isn't. But it's critical investments that we have to start thinking of in terms of what do we value. Now, this is where I talk of, and this is where this thing kind of morphs a bit, because when we talk about county by county, and we talk about the sovereignty of the home, we have to do what we can afford to do without going crazy. So we build out as much of this as we can, and building out a basic home gym with, like the book I mentioned to you, the Convict Conditioning Program, that literally will cost you at most, if you get the things you need, it will cost you at most $50 to set up an amazing home gym and do have amazing workouts. And I'm not exaggerating on any of that. And the biggest expense is just building yourself, depending, and it could be even less. I think we did it for about $15, literally, and we did just to build a pull-up bar. But that's it. So that's a book that's cost is about $15 to buy. You can get it on Kindle for about $9 or $10. I would not get it on Kindle. I would get it on an actual book form. And there's a program that you can start that's designed specifically for people that do not have muscle strength and don't have tendon strength, and to slowly go through that program, as much of it as you can do, and build up to it over time. And the total cost to set that up in your home is about like I said, it can be as low as $15 to as high as $50. That's it. So there's a great investment, right? When you start talking about machines, like I was talking about, like the rowing machine, or you start talking about the bike ergs, which I believe in very heavily for lots of reasons, but those are bigger investments. So those are investments of like $1,000 a unit. And those are investments you have to make. You have to decide whether you have the space and whether you're going to make the commitment to use them. But it also can be these sorts of things, as you add them up, can be community investments as we start to look at this rather than an individual model as a sovereign individual model, but as a co-op. And this is really where the key aspect is here to breaking the back of the medical community and the medical cabal, is building community co-ops where the community is owning these assets together and is available. It's available for people to use. The key is, once you start to charge to use them, you're going to get flagged. But if the community comes together in a co-op mindset and says, we're going to share these resources for all of us, maybe your community's five families, then as you do this, you have the resources. So that allows a collective purchase of these things. Boy, it sounds so communist, but it's not. I mean, it's, I hate those terms like collectivism, but the whole principle is you work together to build the community and acquire these assets to build a co-op. Health becomes a shared experience. And for many, this is a really good way of doing it, because not everybody likes or does well at building their health, doing their health programs by themselves. The problem is, as we're seeing, as we start shut down access to gyms unless you have a COVID pass, or they're shutting down access to hospitals unless you're going to be triple, quadruple vaccinated. Or even if you go in, I just heard from somebody the other day that went in for surgery and they ended up double injecting him because he couldn't be in the hospital unless he had his shots. I mean, this is horrible. This is the kind of the state we're in. So where we're kind of going, in my opinion, as, and I think that I should say where we're going, or where we need to decide to go, is how we're going to reshape this medical place where we control it, where we get our control back. Most of the pharmaceutical stuff you get is not necessary. If you're keeping up a regime of health, eating well, eating, taking supplements, exercising, and using some of these supplemental issues, if you have access to them, like the IR saunas and the hyperbaric chambers, these are all about boosting the immune system and making you stronger and creating cell regeneration. That right there creates an incredible foundation. So when you get sick, is it, we will at one point or another get sick, your immune systems are very strong. What you need then is an augment. So what's that augment look like? And this is what Dr. Lee Merritt and I were talking about, and she will be on next week to talk more about this, is the idea that there are many doctors and nurses out here that are retired or that are just available now that will work on a cash basis. And they can do things like provide IVs if you need to get hydrated, or you need to get vitamin IVs to boost your immune system. There's ways that they can prescribe, which is important, prescribing medicine to get you things like a Z-Pack, which you might need once in a while, or perhaps even ivermectin or HCQ. But this is the idea of, and you can do that right now, by the way, with the frontline doctors, because they'll do a telemed with you for, I think, $90. And you can sign up for that, and you can get prescribed HCQ. Or, I don't know if they do HCQ or ivermectin or both. I don't know. So there's options out there. But the idea is to reshape the way we look at health. Health needs to come home, not be exported. And it needs to be an integral part of our lives. And if you're making it convenient and making it dedicated, you can integrate it with yourself, your family, and in your community if you so choose. And these assets that we're talking about, whether it's machines, specific machines, or whether it's things to enhance your cell regeneration and your overall health, like the IR saunas or the hyperbaric chambers. These are really great products to have in your home. Not everybody can afford them, so that's where you start to look at this idea of what it looks like if we start to come together and do them as a community. So I want you to imagine in a model like this where you have a pool of doctors that are available on it and that can work with these various co-ops that are developed. The co-op owns, as an example, the co-op owns a number of hyperbaric chambers or maybe a couple IR saunas. And I say these because these are all collapsible and portable. I can throw the IR sauna, I can collapse it down, throw it in the back of the Jeep. I can do the exact same thing with the hyperbaric chamber. I can literally throw it in the Jeep and I could go driving and everywhere I go have it with me. Okay. So all of these things are portable. And as you can imagine, let's say within that co-op, there's a family that gets really sick. Well, this nurse could come in literally, pick up one of the hyperbaric chambers, maybe one of the IR systems, get it set up in this person's house that's sick, get them on IVs as they need, make sure that their regime is set up and they're taking the right supplements, and then get them on a regime to where maybe they're going to do the hyperbaric chamber twice a day for a week, and they're going to do the IR sauna twice a day for a week, and you'll supplement some of that with like electrolyte boosts and things like that. You're going to end up with an ability to address probably 90% of your health issues just within your community and never have to go to the hospital. That's a pretty critical thing. Now, that's my estimate. There's not a hard estimate there, but this is kind of what we're looking at here is how do you start to step away from the medical cabal that likes to hold you around the neck and tell you you can't exist without them and the pharmaceutical drugs. Now, that leaves a chunk of medicine issues that still exist. You're dealing with the things like trauma care. Well, let me give you a model of kind of the special forces medic, which is referred to as an 18 Delta. An 18 Delta comes in with a backpack in a community. They're a one-person shop, basically. And they're trained to deal with everything from the common cold and vitamin deficiencies, because they always carry a ton of supplements and vitamins with them, all the way up to dealing with significant wounds, blunt force trauma, and even broken bones. And they can do that out of a backpack. We can start visualizing that this is the way this could go very quickly, to where that sort of medical capability can be done. It's very old school, in fact, where the doctor or the trained medic can be in your home to deal with a broken bone, can deal with basic cuts and sutures, and they can deal with a lot of those issues right there. Your extreme trauma is still going to need some sort of an outlet. So the heart attack, the stroke, those sorts of things. And that's what Dr. Lee Merritt and I are going to discuss next week on the show. Is kind of what that looks like in building that model. But this entire model that we're talking about here, which is centering on the home at a county by county level, is designed to break away from the Rothschilds medicine cabal and this forced idea that you have to accept vaccinations. One of the key aspects to this as well is going to be it has to be on a cash basis. So you're getting back to the house calls, the cash basis, and you're getting back to the responsibility and accountability of what each person is doing in their day every day. Health is not something that's you get to when you get to it. And I kind of shared my experience with this last year to show you just how, I mean, literally, my health really declined. And that was my own doing. So whatever happened at post-Bards Fest, I've heard a lot of people, you know, they got sick. Like I said, the number one issue at Bards Fest that no one's really talking about is the impact of the sun and the dehydration, the drop of electrolytes, and then the exposure. If there is some of that, I don't doubt at all that that flu is moving around, that then they're exposed to it and their body's immune systems, all of us, our immune systems, were depleted. So the biggest thing is about this entire lesson in COVID is that we need to keep our immune system strong, and then if you do get sick, everyone will get sick at some point, and probably everyone will catch this dumb thing at one point or another, then your body has got a foundation to fight back easily, and you're going to continue with the same regime. You might pick up the supplements a little bit, and you're going to have an ability to respond to it. Now, I'm sure that, you know, I'm going to have somebody say, well, here's an exception, and there will always be that because not everybody's uniform and the same. But the idea that should be uniform and the same is everybody in fitness and health, good health, and supplements every day. And fitness is a dedication. whether you like it or not, it is a critical part of this because it keeps your heart strong, it keeps your circulatory system strong, and it keeps your weight down. And those are critical aspects because that is one of those areas that this bioweapon seems to attack very well, is compromised immune systems and compromised health of the body. It goes right after it. And the body just doesn't have a good ability to respond. That's why I bring up that article, or I brought up that article earlier, written by the anonymous writer Spartacus, because there's a very in-depth discussion about what this SARS-CoV-2 virus is actually doing to the body. And it, when it all comes down to it, basically everything you, once you read through all that, and it's a long piece, it's a very simple conclusion that you have to keep your immune system and your body health up. So exercise, sleep, supplements, good diet. And that's so fundamental, right? That doesn't take away the fact that you're going to get sick at some point, but it is, it keeps you that in that baseline. And to do that, as I've mapped out, there's just a number of things that are very helpful. You have your fitness component, which can take on many forms, but it should not just be like, you should include some sort of physical body action, not just like walking and running. You should be doing some push-ups and other things to build the musculature in your body, or as we get older, to in continue to maintain the muscle structure. There is, if you so choose, there are machines that can be very beneficial to your workout, and especially if you want to just stay local to your home or you want to highlight certain intensities on the workout. It's hard to replicate a bike spin, and it's hard to replicate a rowing machine. So that's as an example. You have your things that are helping regenerate the body, which are things like the IR sauna and the hyperbaric chambers. Hyperbaric chambers and IR saunas are established by many doctors that are dealing with kind of alternate approaches to health and medicine. And they're powerful, powerful tools. The infrared sauna I use is called Relax, R-E-L-A-X saunas.com, Relax Saunas. And it's the individual one that I use. And like I said, the hyperbaric chamber that I just ordered is coming from Summit to Sea. And another great product, all designed ultimately to keep your body healthy and regenerate your body, to keep that immune system up and do cellular regeneration. Those are powerful things in health. And it creates this baseline for us. And as we add the supplements and as we had good nutrition, get rid of the fast food or processed foods, that then you're in a place to be very strong in this period. And there's nothing more important than that. The entire aspect of what they're trying to do is they're trying to constantly keep people in fear. And this dark agenda is there. I mean, even Project Veritas's video that came out today is reestablishing what we already know, that these people are knowingly putting an injection out on the public, a bioweapon that is not tested, has long-term consequences, and yet the people of these companies totally comply with the idea that we need to pinch people and squeeze them so they're forced to take it. Why? Because it's all about numbers and profit for them. That's the lower tier. The senior tier of these people look at this as a straight-up depopulation event. Children that are taking it are being struck with the horrid things of myocarditis, which is the inflammation of the heart. That'll never go away. Most of the children that have taken it are now sterilized. That probably goes with younger adults too. So the impact of this from a depopulation event is multi-tiered, right? And then there's this whole little thing about nanotech particles and graphene that's in there. And what is that about? When every indication is that all of this has some sort of dark agenda to ultimately be able to use the 5G net to influence people's behavior. And just so I say it, that concept, and this is a quote from the article that I mentioned, and it reads like this: a BCI, which has to do with behavior modification, and that's the graphene in the nanotech, that is capable of altering the contents, this keyword, of one's mind for innocuous purposes, such as projecting a heads-up display onto their brain's visual center or sending audio into one's auditory cortex. By the way, that's not theoretical. That is all functional under the Super Soldier Project and under the dark arts of psyops in the military and the CIA. Would also theoretically be capable of altering mood and personality and perhaps even subjugating someone's very will, rendering them utterly obedient to authority. This technology would be a tyrant's wet dream. Imagine soldiers who would shoot their own countrymen without hesitation, or helpless serfs who are satisfied to live in literal dog kennels. Most of that technology that's described there is absolutely functional. It was developed by DARPA under the Super Soldier Project. It is there. It has already been tested, and it works. So this is not theoretics. This is actual. And so when you start to see the nanotech and the graphene that is in these injections, you have to ask what the ultimate motive is. And though we can't say for certain, the dark issue is that the more people that take it, the more they are going to be able to control and influence. And the control and influence will be subtle at the beginning and massive in the end. Because the more people take these injections, the more they're going to be subdued by the system. So we're developing two worlds in the end of this. Okay, we have the vaxxed world, which is the world of compliance, scarcity, fear, and living under directives of rules. That is one world, which ironically, just so I say this, is exactly how, if you do kind of the esoteric look of read about some of the esoteric perspectives on where we are in right now, that is how they describe the 3D world. And that is exactly what the vaxxed world is looking like. On the other side is this world of people trying to seek liberty, free will, choice, freedom to live freely, express themselves, separation from tyranny, to live free, to live in harmony, and to build more of this sharing and merit economy model. And ironically, when you look at the esoteric analysis of where we are, this gets into what they call the 4D and the 5D world. There is no question right now that we are in a bifurcated world. No question. And you can't deny that with where we sit. And so the real question is where we go. I have no idea. But what I do know is, and this is what I have said here, I even said it very clearly last night, where I see our focus right now is it has to remain focused on our home and our community. Because what we are doing and how these decisions are made, and this is beginning not only with our faith in our home, but how we're treating our own body temple, how we're treating it, maintaining it, which, by the way, I didn't say it on this whole thing, but it should be accepted. Quit smoking if you smoke or vaping, stop it. And if you're one of these, it's like, and I'm just going to hit it because I'm going to piss somebody off tonight and I don't care. If you're one of these, it's going to give me the excuse, well, I need medical marijuana to survive. No, you don't. Okay. What you need is to wean yourself from that and get independent of that and start living free from the drugs. And that's why I mentioned the hyperbaric chambers and I mentioned the IR chambers, infrared chambers, saunas. And you need to start building up letting your body regenerate. And so drinking, smoking do not help your immune system at all. They degenerate it. And so you need to get away from those habits and you need to start getting yourself strong and healthy. And as we do this, we are walking a path and I don't know where it goes. I don't have any idea. But what I do know is when I hold to that path and that's part of my path with God and Christ, it's a powerful, clean walk in life that no matter where I end up, I know I'm going to be in good hands because God's got me. But I know that it's the principle that this temple that I'm in, that I'm using, that I'm occupying, that's God's by choice. That's his. And he's lending it. And so not to take care of it, to abuse it is foolishness. By the way, my comment about smoking pot has nothing to do with CBD oil, so don't throw me stupid emails, please. I think there's a lot of opportunity with CBD oil, a ton. And I do believe the selective use of some marijuana helps with pain, but it should not become a dependency. I'm just making it clear. So I'm real clear on what I said, okay? So anyway, that's kind of where we are. And this is not, this is really not a time to be playing games. I mean, I just saw this coming up, and I agree with this comment that they're going to freeze bank accounts unless you're vaxxed. That's coming. It's just all this stuff is coming. They're going to try to squeeze in every step possible. So the principal issue is, in all of this stress, and they're going to increase the stress, you got to keep your foundations of health strong, okay? And that means get back to the fundamentals. Exercise, sleep, supplements, and good diet. When you're there on that place, and let us not forget, even though this wasn't tonight's focus, but your strength in faith and prayer. When you are creating those foundations right there, yeah, you're going to do okay. We're going to get through this. And as we get through this, it's going to be a bit of a storm, but we have a network of people, and it's big, and we're just saying no. And they're going to throw a temper tantrum like you've never seen, and they're going to threaten like you've never seen. And eventually, they're going to have to confront the fact, they, meaning those that have been vaxxed and have followed this cult, that they made the wrong choice. And we'll deal with that when we get there. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. And we thank you for the opportunity to reflect very deeply on the gifts given and the responsibilities that we have in maintaining this temple, our body temple. Lord, in this time, we get swept up so much with the ideas of the concerns for the vax, the rules and liberties that are being stripped away, the pressures are going to be put upon us. Let us not forget the strength and responsibility that we each have in our worship through you and our maintaining of this beautiful temple with a perfect immune system as you so designed. Let us continue to build our strength, build our health, enhance all of this, and continue to build our way forward to move through this storm in such a way that we can make it through the storm together and with the strength in you in all that we do. And we say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. So, you know, the don't get sidetracked on the things you can't control. Every time I was looking at the number of comments about the bank accounts. I mean, one little word, and it's like the whole show gets lost in one little comment. Don't. If the simple thing is this, these people are pure evil, okay? They've aborted what? How many? They've willfully been participant in the abortion of how many kids? Do you really think they care about you? So my point is, if you can imagine it, they're probably going to do it, okay? Or they're going to attempt it. So I love that. Breathe. Exactly. Breathe. Okay? The way you de-stress is you exercise and you sleep well and you take care of your body and you pray and you read the Bible. Those are strength issues, right? There's many things you can't survive on without God. And all of this is ultimately about enhancing our personal temple and our home temple. Look, here's the real thing, and I do believe this. If you are truly committed to God in this path, and if they cut off all your access to everything, God's still going to make sure you have what you need. I don't know how it's going to happen. You might wake up one morning, there's a pile of manna on your front door. I have no idea, okay? But this walk is not going, it was never intended to be easy. This walk is about faith and where we go. So don't worship money. Just take the precautions you need to do to make sure that they can't get it. They've already set that in motion, if you haven't seen it. This measure to try to get the IRS to monitor every bit of your transactions is one step closer to trying to snag your bank account. So it's coming. I already had a conversation with my bank about it. You know, and of course, by the way, if you're with U.S. Bank, and I do have a bank at U.S. Bank, the CEO met with Biden, so you know where that's going to go, right? I mean, that's like, get down on your knees, Mr. Banker. I'm sure you swallowed well. These people are sick to me. I have no patience for them whatsoever. So the whole point of this is all of this is so important to keep our focus and stay true to where we walk, which is with God. These people are evil, and we have to begin that walk always with the strength in our temple and the strength in who we are. And that never stops. So that's where we walk. And the vengeance is God's, and he will be complete in it. And where it takes us, I don't know. But I know this. I don't have anything to worry about as long as I'm in that path and as long as I'm taking care of my body temple and my home temple every day. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. Patriots, prayer and faith are our rock here. And add to that, part of that, the importance of maintaining your body temple. I just can't. That's health and wellness. Okay, there's a lot of things happening that as we come together and we start to look at our lives, not as individuals, but as community, everything starts to change. And it changes radically. I'll talk a little bit more about that tonight in the show about dealing with our parents and elderly and what that looks like. But we are changing. And the two worlds are separating. So just hold on, because their only real fear right now is the elite. They went all in thinking they could subdue us. And it's not working. And now they're over the edge and they don't really have anything to do except threaten you more. So just hold the line and be powerful within the walk with God. And this thing will shake out. It won't be easy. It's going to be kind of like snow skiing through an avalanche. I've not done it. I've seen pictures of it. Not something I'd look forward to doing. But anyway, it's kind of like that. But we'll do okay. In the end, God will win. He'll never forsake us and never leave us. But the most critical part about this always is that we are part of this victory. What a glorious honor, right? So look at yourself like a soldier in God's army and ask yourself, am I fit enough? Am I healthy enough? Am I maintaining this temple the way God would want us to? And that should be a question you ask yourself every single day. And that is how we fight. It's a good way to fight, because we're going to win. I'll see you this evening for Fishers of Men. Until then, or until the next time, God bless, and out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable. And we believe they can do it again.
Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
an old evil that has waited thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push. We climb. We never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray. We stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.